This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Over the next few months, we'll be looking at national policy issues through the eyes of the immigrant community in Los Angeles. We're calling this occasional series City of Dreams. Today, some views on what might happen to America's labor market if the U.S. Senate's immigration bill were ever to become law. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
In the shadows of skyscrapers in downtown Los Angeles, a street vendor cuts and peels a papaya. 49-year-old Margarita is from Mexico. She won't give her last name because she's working here without papers. Her current job selling fruit pays $40 a day. I ask her if she likes the job.
No hay de otra.
She says it's all she can get. And even if Congress suddenly allows people like Margarita to work here legally, she doesn't expect her job options would change very much.
No puedo trabajar en otro porque yo no sé hablar inglés.
She can't get a better job, she says, because she can't speak English. It's an issue for many immigrants and makes it harder for them to leave jobs in manual labor.
Jobs that require levels of language skills are probably hard for them to get.
Giovanni Perry is professor of economics at the University of California, Davis. One of the nation's top experts on immigrant labor, Perry has studied the impact of legalizing that workforce.
Most of these workers are in manual intensive jobs in construction, agriculture, and personal services. And that will stay as it is because in large part the job that person have is driven by their skills.
Still, immigrants could branch out. Stephen Camerota is director of research at the Center for Immigration Studies, which favors tighter restrictions on immigration.
So, for example, illegals can't work as TSA agents. With legal status, there might be more job competition there. It also accelerates skilled immigration, people with a college education or more who can take jobs in engineering and computer programming.
Or academia. I asked Giovanni Perry if professors worry about foreign competition. He says his salary depends on how much he publishes, and his foreign-born colleagues help him earn more.
We work on several projects together, and I think I am much more productive, and therefore my salary is increasing as a consequence of the presence of some of these people.
Perhaps a younger PhD would see it differently. As a tenured professor, Perry has the kind of job security that other workers, immigrant or U.S.-born, can only dream about. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.